Part 2. Alex, 12. Alex's story. I feel good when I'm in this house and when I'm with my family. Maya, my sister, she's annoying, but that's normal for a sister. Then there's Ethan. He's my 6-year-old brother. He got all A's in preschool through kindergarten. I'm proud of him for that. Then there's Jada. She talks a lot. Then there's Logan, my 2-year-old brother, then my mama and my dad, and then there's me. Alex Libby, a sweet-natured 12-year-old boy from Sioux City, Iowa, was just about to start middle school and wanted nothing more than to fit in, and he spent the summer trying not to think about what might happen when he returned to school. Alex has Asperger's syndrome, an autism spectrum disorder that often affects one's social interactions. For years, he has been punched, choked, sat on, had things stolen from him, and called names. Although he assured his worried parents that the kids who taunt and hit him are only messing with him, bullying has trailed Alex throughout his life like a shadow. As his 7th grade year unfolds, the physical and emotional abuse escalates, the slurs, curses, and threats often occurring before he even boards the school bus, which is a hotbed for some of the cruelest bullying against him. Bullies Lee Hirsch and Cynthia Lowen met Alex before the start of the 2009-2010 school year, right after his 7th grade orientation. He had been sitting outside East Middle School on a bench waiting for his parents to pick him up. While the other kids gathered in groups, loudly chattering about what they did over the summer and which teachers they had for which period, Alex was distinctly alone, shoulders slumped around him, looking both determined to fly under the radar and acutely in need of a friend. For Alex and his family, bully was a chance for Alex to talk about what he had been experiencing because it was very hard for him to talk about it or even admit it was taking place. It was also a chance for his parents to understand what was happening to him, because in Alex's silence, they often didn't know what was going on at school, or causing him to seem depressed, withdrawn, and upset. They had become deeply troubled by the school district's inability to keep him safe. In the end, despite...